It can get crazy. It's just try and get off into the rest areas. It's just people everywhere.
Tis the time to test one's patience heading home for the holidays, starting with Thanksgiving. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing? I got to get used to that because I'm going back into that neck of the woods where I grew up, where everyone says, "Yous, how yous doing?" I hope everybody has a terrific Thanksgiving. We're going to have a little fun with the Thanksgiving theme. We got turkeys to talk about. The biggest turkeys of the year. Who makes your list for turkeys? Who makes the turkey list? Oh, I got a long, long, long list. Lots seem to be politicians, but it's not just the politicians to beat up on, let's face it. There are others that we could certainly dump on. So, whether it's our favorite sports teams, or the people down the street, or the people who supposedly make the laws, or something else that just gets under your skin, feel free to unleash your inner turkey by giving us your turkey list, or one or two, anyway, that would make your turkey list. It was pretty easy this year. It was a layup. Some people gave us a lot of ammunition, including lately, we know, it's obvious to say, Petraeus, Paula Broadwell, Jill Kelly, her sister, all the players and the controversy. You know what's so interesting about something that happens on the scale that it did with General Petraeus, one of 38 four-star generals, and then General Allen, who will also be taken down in this. So you can just X them out. They're off the list of the 38, so now we're down, right? Is the fact that the hangers-on, the let-me-strike-a-pose-with-you-you're-the-general people are the ones that make the big bucks. They're the sidebar, and they'll make big bucks. Paula Broadwell signed supposedly a deal for a book for $12 million. She gets from obscurity to $12 million. It's crazy, isn't it? And the reason is because we are a nation of rubberneckers, and we are just fascinated with that 15 minutes of seedy fame. That's why reality television is so big, because you can't help yourself. It's like a crazy train wreck if you're flipping around. I don't like reality television, but I can't say I never flipped around and stopped on something that was just insane. Usually, I can't hang with it. Because I can't stand to watch it, right? But a lot of people have made a lot of money off of the crazy train called fame. And that 15 minutes sometimes catapults into more time. An extra 15, maybe 30 minutes or so. Think about it. Snooki. Now, she would make my turkey list. Snooki with the nonsense, with the fighting on the Jersey Shore stuff and everything along the way politically. But people like Snooki. For goodness sake, Rutgers paid her $30,000. $30,000. And I double-checked it when I first saw this figure because I just couldn't believe it. And I have a cousin, by the way, who works as a communications director for the school. So checking that number out is just, to me, is just stunning. It's just stunning. $30,000. Crazy. So if you want to throw in your turkeys, you can throw in your turkeys. Please feel free to do so. Israel and the Gaza, Hamas, Hezbollah types have not stopped. This has been coming for a while. And will this ultimately explode into something much bigger? And you know what that means? It means involving Iran. Is Iran potentially the target for Israel? Well, of course, it's always been the target for Israel. All the nasty things, the constant pushing of buttons that Ahmadinejad does, it's inevitable that eventually something could happen there. And that's why I keep saying, what's your take on this? Are we all in? Are we back at our friends in Israel? They need us. We're there for them. And we are, whatever it is. I mean, we may pay a heavy price for this, but we're in whatever the prime minister ends up doing. Our response now is kind of murky, kind of not seeming like we're going to have a response. But the real truth of the matter is, push comes to shove, and Iran is involved in this, rather. And now we're seeing, like, trails of smoke from the rockets that were fired by the Palestinian militant types from the Gaza Strip toward Israel. Because, remember, there's not much that separates the two. You start to involve Iran in this, and then it really, really changes it. The State Department isn't saying whether they had taken up what's happened now with the rocket fire with governments that have ties to Hamas, because that's the other part of this, of course. And Benjamin Netanyahu says whoever thinks he can routinely attack the lives of the people of the south of Israel without paying a heavy price is mistaken. And I'm going to, whatever it is, I'm responsible. This is Netanyahu for choosing. This is him. This is a quote directly from him. I'm responsible for choosing the right time to exact the highest possible price. And so it will be. Remember those words. I choose the time to exact the highest possible price. And so it will be. We'll be looking back on this. I am certain of it. Certain of it. What ultimately will the U.S. decide to do? 123 rockets launched in Gaza have hit Israel since Saturday, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. 123 Israeli planes responded. They hit targets, including launch sites and weapons storage places, which is good because they're trying to take the weapons out. They said they're not going to take any chances with their civilians. Anybody who uses terror against the state of Israel, they're going after them. Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. Hezbollah, Hezbollah, Hezbollah. 8 Israeli people were hit in rocket attacks. 4 soldiers were wounded. A missile hit their jeep. So far, the numbers are kind of low, but that can certainly climb. It's not looking good, and it's not looking like there's any end to this. I don't think so. The Muslim Brotherhood called on all Egyptians to join it in protest after Friday prayers this week. That's happening in condemnation of the Israeli attacks and declaring full support for the Palestinian resistance. So this could happen, this Palestinian revolt. So much for the Arab Spring, huh? There is a lot of tension in southern Israel. A lot of tension. And there was even a spot where a mortar shell fired from Syria landed Monday near an IDF post in the Golan Heights. So it's rough stuff now for many of the Americans who are living in Israel and people who, yes, they're used to a different way of life, but they're not used to 123 rockets being lobbed in a neighborhood near them. What should we do? And turkeys. Unleash your inner turkey. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
A few minutes here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick reminders. One, you can throw in your turkeys. Come on now. You got to have a turkey or two somewhere running around, right? I'm thinking something got under your skin. Come on, we just went through a political season. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I actually got a couple of turkeys in the email, and we're going to go to the mail, as I said, in a few moments. But Nail the Score, nobody did, worth reminding again, because Nail the Score is coming up in our next show in the third hour. We will be nailing the score. Don't know what the game of the week is going to be. Maybe it's going to be one of those Thanksgiving Day games. Could be. Too bad nobody nailed it this time around. It was a tough game, San Francisco and Chicago. Tough. Tough to predict what was going to happen there. Yes, it looked like San Francisco would have an easier time, but 32-7. Ooh. I don't know that I would have predicted that, and I didn't predict that. I thought it would be a little bit tighter. And what's going on with flights? There was a problem with the flight, with the Spirit flight. The passengers got unruly, is how it was described. Please, you need to feed the passengers. That's why they're getting unruly. Then they had oxygen masks that had to be used on the flight from Kansas City to Dallas, a Southwest flight, so that would go to Love Field. And then they had this nightmarish flight to Italy where you had people that were battered and bruised, like 30 people. So that's turbulence. And what can you do about turbulence? Fly a little bit higher or whatever. And I think that the pilot was trying to do that. It just didn't work out. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. And this one comes to us from Brett. Brett says, Kate, are you paying attention to what's happening in Israel. I know that you were certainly talking about the lead up to the situation there, but it has gotten so bad that the museums are hiding the art because they're afraid that somebody will come and steal them. Number one, they'll be looted, no kidding, or that the works in the museums are lost forever due to some kind of a rocket or any kind of a bomb that could be lobbed in the direction of some of the most storied treasures the Israelis own. Yeah, I did know about that. I was reading about the capital, of course, is Tel Aviv, and how many great works of art do they have in this one museum, especially the art museum. But they've got vaults that are underground that would protect them from any of the fighting. They're fortified. There's just no way that you can get into them. And they have a couple of different areas that can lay claim to kind of a similar thing. And that's basically what they're doing. They're on lockdown because they have to be. What are they going to do? You know, most of Israel's museums are in the middle of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. So usually that's out of traditional rocket range. And they didn't do much in some of the museums to fortify the artworks from the past. So in a museum like that, one that's not as heavily trafficked and doesn't have the special vault and all that, they've got to remove the stuff. Which, how scary is that? And there was one instance of rockets aimed toward Jerusalem. It landed in the south. No extra security precautions were taken at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem, but now they're concerned about it. Because if all it takes is one kook, and, one kook, and that's it. Or one rocket to hit the target and blow up ancient history in a matter of minutes. So luckily, that hasn't happened. It has not happened. Israel and what's going to happen with Israel and how we're going to play a role in that is ultimately the big, bad, looming question. Are we done? Are we done with the Middle East? And do we say, Godspeed, man, but we can't invest any more blood, sweat, and tears into these projects that go nowhere? Can we afford to do that? You know, that's the thing that's being sized up right now about Hamas and Hezbollah and the U.S. role and the financial picture, although they would never admit the financial picture was part of it, because we're the United States and we're not going to back up Israel and we're not going to go over and do what we have to do. I don't think so. I don't think so. And in the meantime, in the middle of all of this, and I want to just throw everything, including the kitchen sink that I'm sick of looking at you. In the meantime, in the middle of all of this, we're getting ready for the holidays. You have Thanksgiving a couple days away, and you're going out places. And how many of you, raise your hand, have already heard Christmas music in a drugstore, in a grocery store, in a department store? Oh, man, I got two hands up, because it's just that bad. Oh, and I hate it. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Do I like on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, all that stuff, Christmas music? Of course I do. I like my favorite when I was a kid, Little Drummer Boy. Still like that song, Little Drummer Boy. I can't do it. But to have it early? Nah. No way. Can't we just have the music when it's supposed to be here? And this is the problem. This is why, and this is the point that I'm in a long-winded way getting to. I promise I will get to that point. 45% of people in one poll say they would rather skip Christmas. There was a book out called Skipping Christmas that I read one year. So I think what it is it's too commercialized. They can't, and people don't want to cope with the expenses, and they don't want to cope with the stress that comes up, frankly, during the holidays, because you have relatives over, you know, things completely change. And that's the problem. That's the problem with that's the problem with the holidays. All right, here's one from Suzanne, who says, I don't know if you have been paying attention, Kate. Boy, this is like three people. I don't know if you're paying attention. I don't even paying attention, but I heard you playing some Christmas music the other day, and that guy, Matty, or whatever his name is, attacking you for forcing him to play Christmas music. But this is when you start to play it. We're a month away from Christmas, so why can't people listen to Christmas music? No, see, you can listen to Christmas music. It's just, I think it's too early. I think you only, you know, I think you only play Christmas music when Christmas is here, when we get closer. Am I all discombobulated about the whole Christmas music thing? And that's why I'm getting a couple of these emails. All right, here's one from Bob in Vermont. He emails us all the time. Bob in Vermont says, wow, why isn't the administration weighing in more on what's happening in Israel? Are they watching what's going on with these bombs? Israel has to be preparing for boots on the ground in a ground war. That's why they have their troops ready. Israel, maybe they don't want to invade, but Kate, if they do invade, how can we not be there right behind them with their backs? How can we not have their backs? That's just absolutely ridiculous. And then this final one from Genius Boy, who says, I saw the Petraeus skit that you mentioned the other day. It was hilarious. Hilarious is all I can say. I don't know the players that were involved, but it's one of the funniest openings to a Saturday Night Live that I have ever seen. And I think the reference there is the C-SPAN deal, the fake C-SPAN, reading from the book All In, and the chapters or the little excerpts from All In were all about what they were fooling around, what they were doing, and people one by one would get up and leave because they were a very buttoned-down kind of crew. I thought it was brilliant, too. I thought it was really, really good. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or 855-266-5283. For the future, keep that number handy. You might want to call.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
People who don't like Christmas, and the reason they say they don't like Christmas is because 45% would rather skip Christmas, and this is just from one poll, and the reason why is because they're tired of, you know, the expenses, they're tired of feeling the blues of ultimately the commercialization, I think, of Christmas, which is too bad. I mean, you know, isn't the best stuff that you get not necessarily things that are ridiculously expensive? And it seems like that's the major reason. It's the pressure either on gifts or what they're spending and that whole thing. And then plus the whole feeling that it's just about buying, 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 getting, 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 buying, getting, buying, getting. And it's taken out the meaning of Christmas for some people. So coming up next, we're going to talk to Trey Bodge about Cyber Monday and how Black Friday, where people go crazy and wait in lines overnight, the same thing happens only with the internet from the comfort of your living room couch. And Cyber Monday has become just as big as, really, Black Friday is. So we're weaving that into the conversation, too, at the tail end of the hour. Hey, it's the holidays. We got turkeys running around. We got Cyber Monday coming up and Black Friday coming up. And we have Iran and World War III hanging in the balance, for goodness sake. All right, you can chime in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate.
How are you?
I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm sick of it. Yes, I understand.
But by the way, I didn't hear Matt attack you. I just heard him voice a very strong opinion about Christmas music.
He didn't attack me. I thought that was funny. The email, yeah. It's just funny how people, you know, our silly sarcasm, I guess, and they thought it was
Christmas
real.
Music year round. I love it, and when I'm doing, because I make like dozens of lap robes for veterans.
Oh, I love it.
So I listen to Christmas music year round because I'm doing Christmas from January to December 25th of the following year. I love Christmas music.
So do you like the old-time Christmas music or just everything Christmas?
I love Mannheim Steamroller. They
oh, I do too.
Great tape out, great CD out, and I play that a lot. But I love a lot of the old Christmas music, and I have Christmas musics with Bing Crosby and, musicals rather, and I love them. I'm sorry, Matt, but because I do make Santas too.
Right, that puts you in the mood.
I have to cheer myself up, and Christmas does it. Now, how long do we have for my rafter of turkeys?
Let's hear them.
We don't have enough time. Well, I'll start with Obama, Holder, Geithner.
Yeah, we have two the same, yeah.
And as far as the judge in California, he's not a turkey. He's a coward. He's a chicken.
He is a chicken because he's bowing to political pressure, and it's stupid. I don't get it, Izzy. Why?
He doesn't get the status of a turkey. He's just an old chicken.
Yeah.
And I think it's stupid, and as for the atheist, kiss my butt. Because if you don't like it, turn your head. I don't like a lot of things in this world. But I don't go out and start protests or petitions. Oh, my God.
I know.
When I lived in Chicago when the minarets went off, and I've worked all night, I'm like, have you heard of a noise ordinance? I think I mentioned this before. But if we complained and tried to stop that, we'd all be tarred and feathered.
Yeah.
So you learn to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, people. I mean, if you don't like something and it's not right in your face type, and it's for such a short period of time, for crying out loud, give it a rest. And besides, I've never met an atheist in a foxhole yet, as the saying goes.
Boy, isn't that true? Things change.
Oh, it is true. Boy, I'll tell you, when you're on death's door, you are definitely not an atheist. I don't care what they profess.
Yeah, you know what, Izzy, that's so true. I had a couple of nurses tell me when I went to visit assisted living / nursing homes, that's exactly what happens. Deny, 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 and then, hey, by the way, I was a Catholic or I'm a Methodist. I believe in God. I want last rites, all that stuff, yeah.
Yep. And with Iran, all I can say is, people, forget Nostradamus. Read the book of Revelations, because it's all spelled out in Revelations. And I've read that book several times in the Bible, and it's right there. It is right there in the book of Revelations about the beginning of World War III.
Boy, and you know what? It could be right there. It's hanging in the balance. It really is.
If I was Israel, I'd just carpet bomb and say, okay, fine. Dust the hands off and next. I'm so tired of these people always attacking, always fighting. They've been doing this for millenniums. It's not going to change.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, absolutely. That's the Middle East. You go back and you look, especially when it comes to Israel, when it comes to, well, and Hamas and Hezbollah and what they're fueled by. We certainly know that.
Well,
Izzy, that's what it is.
It's tribal mentality, and there's so many different factions. You're not going to resolve it. So you know what? If you want a war, then do like we did in World War II, 4 years, start to finish, basically. Bing, bang, boom, and we ended it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I'm not a war hawk per se, but if you really want to play war, then do it right.
Quit
wasting our money, our tax dollars. Anyway, if I don't call in a game, y'all have a really great, happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Izzy. You have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy every moment of it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, I bet your list is different from Izzy's of turkeys.
No, not really.
No, you're the same. You don't like Tim Geithner? You don't like Eric Holder?
Oh, they're all right, I guess.
I know who's on your list, Sarah Palin.
Hey, I heard she's going to make noise about running again.
Okay, but what is she going to run? She's going to run for what office? Oh, that would just, that's not happening.
She's making noises.
No way.
Starting to stir things up again.
No way. She needs to do what Hillary Clinton did. Pick a state where she thinks she can get elected senator, get a baseball cap or a cap that represents another team there, and go and stake out a claim and then run for Senate there.
She did get a brain first.
You're awful. You are awful to poor Sarah Palin.
Have you been on the internet and signed a petition of the possession of sour grapes?
No, I have not signed a petition. I have not signed up to secede from the union. I have not done it. No, have you?
No, I don't have the internet. All these
I don't have the internet.
Well, all these people sign up for it. Obama ought to get the black ops. Go get them and have this beer. Put them on the no-fly list.
That sounds like a movie. That sounds like a movie, and I think we've seen that movie. Yeah, that's not going to go anywhere. Even Rick Perry, the governor, just so everyone knows, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas that so many people were excited about when he decided to run for president, he said, no way. We're not seceding from the government. That's ridiculous. We're not seceding from the United States. Because of the reasons that you just said, Rick, who's going to pay for her? Who would pay for the cops? What happens when your house catches on fire? What about the road situation? So you have to be very, very careful. Thanks, Rick. Don't forget about Nail the Score. You have to be very, very careful when you say you want to cut out the government. I am for a smaller government. Absolutely. I agree with a ton of things that Ron Paul had to say. However, I am not for no government. Oh, no, 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 no. I won't go there with you. If you're about no government, forget it. I am sick of tireless, ridiculous regulations that make no sense and have us all running around in a circle and being charged too much for whatever permit XYZ. But at the same time, listen, we can't have no government. It's just ridiculous to think that we could have no government. I don't want to live there with you in some tent city and not have access to the creature comforts that we enjoy, at least some of them anyway. But I am with you on all the other stuff. Federal Reserve, bounce. The Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, bounce. Too much power, too ridiculous. You know, even as much as you look at the gold standard and look where we were and look how things have changed, but I don't think you can completely swing the axe and, well, I know you can't. There's no way. If you want to live in a capitalistic free market society, it all works well with just a little bit of government. The problem is too much government. All right, we're talking turkeys here, and we've had some fun. People throwing in some of the same ones that I have. I even got a few emails on that, too, as far as turkeys go. I got one. It's funny. I got a turkey. I got a vote for a turkey from Esther, who says, and Esther, I have never heard from Esther, and Esther says, "Hello, Miss Kate. I wanted to say that my turkey goes to Keith Olbermann." Wow, that's a reference from the past. Thank goodness he's not on the tube anymore. He is, though. He does, current TV. I think
nobody
he's still
can
on
find
that.
That.
Oh, come on. It's on a few cable networks. You know. In fact, I don't know. He might have blown up that gig because he was getting in a fight with Al Gore. So he might not be on anywhere. And he definitely disappeared from the mainstream, that's for sure. Stay with us. We're talking Cyber Monday next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Nooks and crannies in between. In our virtual green room, Trey Bodge is the senior writer for RetailMeNot.com's Insider Magazine. So what are we going to talk about? Well, of course, what are we going to talk about? Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday means lots of good deals, you would think. I know the last time around for me, everybody kept telling me, look for the deals, look for the deals, look for the deals on Cyber Monday, and I got some of the best deals I think I've ever found. And initially, I poo-pooed it. So how did we come up with, Trey, first of all, welcome to the show, but how do we come up with this phrase now, Cyber Monday? It's kind of exploded, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, in fact, Cyber Monday started around 2005 to compete with Black Friday, and it was started, big surprise, by internet retailers who were trying to draw consumers to their online stores. Black Friday was actually started many, many years before that, in the 1960s, in fact, in Philadelphia, to sort of describe the heavy street traffic that people would experience the day after Thanksgiving. So the online retailers thought, hey, let's create our own shopping holiday, and hence Cyber Monday was born. And obviously, you know, many of us have not felt comfortable shopping online until quite recently, but now it's exploding. I mean, it's people are going to be shopping online equally as much as they do in store very, very soon.
Yeah. Who shops online? Is it women, men, kids? Who is it?
It's everybody. You know, the demographics,
yeah.
It definitely skews younger. Older folks are still a little bit intimidated, and they're also a bit cautious about the safety aspect of shopping online. But nowadays, it's, you know, if you shop on a reputable website, you know you're fine. On a website in particular, at the beginning of the URL, if it says HTTPS, you know that it's a secure site. So you know that I think people are going to be feeling more and more comfortable as they go along. And because of that, Cyber Monday, you know, could very well equal Black Friday at some point. And who knows, it may overtake it.
Yeah. What are most people ordering? What are the kinds of things that, you know, if we were to rank it, what's the thing that people order the most?
Well, you know, when it comes down to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, what we've seen historically is that electronics are really the buzzword around these particular holidays. This is where you're going to see those big doorbuster deals, that half off of that HDTV that you're going to find. Otherwise, you know, other categories like jewelry and apparel and toys, so those are actually things that you can buy throughout the season. I advise consumers to kind of keep their eyes peeled for deals and take them if they see them. But when it comes down to those electronics, particularly in laptops and flat screen TVs and cameras, waiting for Cyber Monday and Black Friday, you're going to see those big deals like you were talking about that will, you know, perhaps surprise you.
Yeah, so when you mentioned one thing to be careful of when you go to the websites and you're surfing around and looking to shop on the internet, but what other tips could you give us there are certain things, like you just said right there, look for the electronics. Are there certain things you should just absolutely avoid, perhaps?
Well, again, it is that, you know, the jewelry, the apparel, the toys, those are things that you're not going to find those very deep discounts on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You know, and my advice is this, if you've got a holiday list going, you know, keep an actual list, not just one that's in your head and you think that you can keep track of. I mean, I think we all think, oh, I've got it under control, I know who I'm buying for. But if you keep a list each year and it's a template that you reuse every year, you can kind of keep track of who you're buying for, what they might like, and then you can keep your eyes peeled for great deals that may pop up at any point during the year. But again, those electronic items around Black Friday and Cyber Monday, like, that's where you're going to see those really exciting deals. And what's happening now is that, you know, brick and mortar retailers are trying to compete with online because online is overtaking them. So, you know, Black Friday still remains a really exciting doorbuster kind of deal holiday. But again, Cyber Monday is finding a way to take over because there's a lot more flexibility from the retailer's standpoint. They can actually create a deal right then. And, you know, if they see that something's trending in a certain way, they have a lot more flexibility than the brick-and-mortar retailers do. So I don't know. I mean, I think maybe the next year we may have a level playing field here.
How many that's interesting. How many hours do people average at work shopping for things on the Internet, probably on Cyber Monday?
Well, you know, that is really funny. I mean, RetailMeNot conducted a survey. We wanted to find out a lot of different things about consumer behavior around Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And we were kind of curious, you know, do people shop online at work? And yes, they do. The majority of consumers will spend over 3 hours per day shopping online, you know, particularly on that Cyber Monday. So employers, you might want to keep your eyes peeled because your employees might be spending a lot of their workday actually shopping for holiday gifts.
Yeah, can you get free shipping? Doesn't Amazon or some of the others sometimes do free shipping?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, we actually created a survey recently where we wanted to find out what consumers really wanted in terms of offerings and deals from online retailers. And the top thing that they wanted. 40% of people said that they wanted free shipping. And so what we did at RetailMeNot is we actually created a free shipping tab on our site. So if free shipping is the thing that you're really looking for, you can visit our site, click on free shipping, and see all the great free shipping deals all in one place. So, you know, to your point, Amazon is great for offering free shipping. It's generally, if you spend $25 or more, you can score free shipping there. Old Navy, Gap, Piperline, that whole family of stores, they actually offer free shipping with a minimum purchase of $50, and it's not hard to hit that if you're shopping across all of those sites. You know, in coming into these shopping holidays, you're going to see much more aggressive offerings of free shipping, and then in addition, a percentage off as well, because everyone is trying to get a little piece of this pie here, because I don't know if you know, but the National Retail Federation projected that people will be spending only 4.1% more this year than they did last year. And, you know, that barely counts for inflation. So holiday shopping essentially is going to be flat. So retailers are doing everything they can to incentivize the consumer to shop with them.
Interesting stuff. Trey Budge, thanks so much. Check it out, RetailMeNot.com. We'll talk to you down the road, and you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you. I wonder how many people will overdo it. Do you have a tendency to overdo it? You get caught up in the moment, and you just buy too much, and then before you know it, it's all great when you're ordering it and you're happy to do it, and then the next thing you know, you get the credit card bill. You know, that's the problem. Plastic is so dangerous because you get that temporary tryptophan high, that euphoria, time to buy, and then you start buying crazy things. You know, the funny thing is, I bet if all of us were in a room together and we were drinking some coffee, and everybody went around and said, geez, what's the best present anyone ever gave you? What's like the best Christmas present anyone ever gave you? It might not have that much to do with money. Could be even something homemade, and probably wasn't something that had necessarily a huge price tag connected to it. I would say for me, one of my best Christmases is when I was little. My grandmother had cancer and we didn't know it. And I was 7 and my brother was, gosh, he must have been 4, and they woke us up, and my grandmother took us on a plane, which, woo, the plane. That was back in the day when flying was fun, and you could get there 2 seconds before you were taking off, and they wouldn't dare leave you behind. And I think people even still smoked on the plane. I can't remember. But we got on the plane and went from Philly to San Francisco, and then we went to Disneyland after that. And what a great time it was to spend all that time with her and be with my aunt and go to California and all that kind of stuff. And it was just the three of us. We had no idea she was sick. And it's like one of my best memories because I remember just the excitement of being whisked off. And I could care less about any of the presents or people giving me presents. And they did. But I couldn't tell you anything else from that Christmas. So Cyber Monday be damned. I think it's about remembering what the season's about. Thankfulness and remembering what Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever it is you celebrate means to you. And the spirit of giving but not giving what you cannot afford.
Another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous
four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.